Hey, this is Lacey at SmartCast, and on today's episode, we're going to have Emily here today. She is our nurse practitioner and RN, and we took a week off last week because Sage decided to take a little trip to the beach where he got a little bit of a sunburn. So shame on you, Sage. You should know better to wear your SPF when you're at the beach in Florida's bright, bright sun. So don't make that mistake again. But we have Emily here today, and we're going to talk a little bit about her role with us here at Smart Skin, as well as some of the continued education trips that we go on together, and just kind of some things that we have coming up in the future with our new MD injector and our MA, and some new things that we're going to be bringing into Smart Skin for the medical division. So thank you for being here with me today, Emily.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
So
you are not always here, but you just kind of float in from time to time because you have like 50 million jobs.
I do.
And this one is one of them. So you started out as RN, and now you are also a nurse practitioner as well, and you're at UAB.
Yep.
Part-time as a PRN, and then you're also at American Family Care, and then you're here with us sometimes in between that. So currently right now you are helping up at the front desk, and then you're going to be bringing in some more medical procedures with Smart Skin over the next upcoming months. So tell me a little bit about your balance in juggling all of that.
I think the best way to describe it would be controlled chaos. I got my associates in nursing first, then my bachelor's in nursing, then my master's in nursing. So I've had to learn to juggle a lot of things at once. And it has been interesting to go from the, I guess you would say, medical side of it to the aesthetic side, trying to kind of, you know, you have to kind of change your thinking cap. So it's been fun to basically open your eyes to a different direction of different things that are out there that can still use, you know, the degrees that I got.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just very different from the medical world to the aesthetic worlds. Like where you're at UAB and AFC, the patients are there because they have to be, to where when they come here, they're here because they want to be. So how does that like work for you in your mind whenever you're pivoting from one type of client base to another?
I think it's more fun on this side of it. I think on the other side, it can be very serious and sometimes daunting and sad. And so it's nice to be able to have a different perspective and change how I look at it. I mean, it's kind of fun to come to this job versus the other jobs. You know, like I said, it can just be kind of depressing. So it's nice to be able to change someone's life in a different type of aspect where they feel good about themselves and, you know, trying to find ways to make their goals for them.
Yeah. Do you think that by working in the spa environment that some of the things that you've learned about this industry has helped you at all in your medical setting jobs, just to kind of bring a new perspective to those patients while they're there?
No, 100%. I think that, like I said, this is more of a fun job in the sense of I still recognize medical things when I'm here in certain circumstances, but it's also opened my eyes. You know, I had a patient come in last week, actually, who was talking about having dry skin due to being on birth control.
Right.
And so I was able to kind of be like, well, actually, you know, I work part time at this place and this is some things you could do that might help that. So it's kind of been able to not only do medical based things, but also think of other outside the box tools that might help the medical based patients over the aesthetic side.
Yeah, your experience with this stuff has kind of broadened your knowledge of certain things that maybe they would not have even considered before.
No, 100%. And not even that, though, but like more natural roots over just, you know, constantly trying to throw medicines or some type of, you know, formulated treatment. Like, it's just a lot different being able to offer, you know, whether it's, I don't know, just more organic options towards treatments.
Yeah. I love now that people really are trying to do a little bit more inner healing and do more natural things versus taking medications to throw at things all the time, and just kind of like slowing down, listening to their bodies, trying to figure out like what's the root cause of something versus just trying to cover it up with medications.
Well, and not even that, the medicines might help short term for whatever is going on with them, but you know, those medicines are also going to have side effects that are going to affect them at other parts of their life.
Right.
So that is nice to be able to have another alternative that might not have as much negative impact on their life.
Yeah. Well, now too, like, since you've been here at the spa, whenever we do like E2 or skin pen or anything like that, like now I know which specific medications to recommend to them that are over the counter. Like, take your Claritin for your, you know, skin-based allergens and like just different things that I can tell them to help make their recovery a little bit, be a little bit more comfortable based on things that you've, basic things that you've taught me along the way. So I do love to, like, when you get to go with me on our continued education trips, like, usually it's me, you, and Mary Margaret. And sometimes we have the opportunity to bring some of our other staff along the way, too, and that's always really fun. But your brain works in a way that complements mine. Mm-hmm. And so, like, when we go on these trips, you can remember things that I couldn't, and then we can kind of come together and, like, put the story together.
Well, different perspectives. Like, yeah. You're really business-minded, and, you know, you have a good aesthetic background where I feel like I'm more medical-minded, and I guess I'm able to, think about many things at one time and kind of still associate them together. Mm-hmm. So the trips have been a lot of fun, though, and I think that's broadened my horizons as far as aesthetics goes of what the possibilities are for my role as a nurse practitioner and the things that we can do and the different, you know, opportunities we can offer our clients, you know, that will just help them achieve their skincare goals.
Yeah. I think that one of my favorite parts about going on the different trips with you and Mary Margaret are getting to meet all of the other people that own medical practices run medical practices and just hearing their struggles and the things that they're successful with. And we kind of all can come together and help each other out and help each other grow and just educate each other and form those relationships and the bonds that we can continue to lean on each other. Mm-hmm. I actually was speaking with a friend of ours, Judy Corbett, yesterday because we have a couple of the same devices. And so whenever I get something new, I'm so excited about it, I like to share it with her and vice versa. And we've just made a lot of really great connections over the years that we still to this day will lean on and, mm-hmm. and help each other. And I think that we wouldn't be where we are today without those relationships that we've built. And along with, of course, the foundation that my mom paved the way, Cocoa Puffs over there.
She didn't want to speak today.
Yeah, she just likes to sit in her chair and observe, make sure that we're
behaving. Yeah, that's the best way to say that.
Good little girls.
Well, I think it's good too with the connections that we've made because, you know, in the United States, how each state has their own kind of legislation of mm-hmm. what different roles can do.
Yeah.
There's a couple of other states around us that are a little bit farther ahead of what we can offer, just right. with Alabama being limited scope of practice. So it's nice to be able to have those resources to reach out because eventually, you know, if we end up adding things that are opening the scope of practice, that they'll already have kind of a head start that, you know, they can kind of guide us in what direction we right. need to go. And
on the opposite end of that spectrum, because we have been limited on what we can do with mid-level injectors and things like that. We've had to really hone in on our skill set mm-hmm. and what we do. And so we've just gotten really, really good mm-hmm. at what we can do to the fact that they haven't really focused on that much. And we've really perfected that. So
well, I think it's important to like perfect one topic or one thing and then move up and add additional things.
Yeah, absolutely. So now that we have Dr. Adams with us, which we definitely need to get her on the podcast stage in the next week or two, and Peyton as well, our new MA that's been working with her. But so we're supposed to be sitting down together and kind of coming up with a list of services that we really want to start integrating into our current practice mm-hmm. As you're able to step in with us a little bit more. But tell me a few of the things that we've discussed that you're really excited about, just to start with.
So I am excited. I hope we end up doing the tattoo removal. I mm-hmm. think that is a big thing that a lot of people look for. We've mm-hmm. all been there where our younger selves maybe have made a mistake and gotten something we didn't want to get. And I think that the tattoo removal will be a good addition to our practice. Mm-hmm. And, you know, me being able to know what side effects to look out for and be able to treat those as needed if it pops up. Yeah. And also, you know, if we end up, what is it? The micro channeling with the Botox?
Yeah, so the Aqua Gold does micro channeling and you can put a toxin and a HA filler mm-hmm. in the ampule, and then it's stamps. Just going to stamp over the skin to help shrink the pores, brighten mm-hmm. the skin, gives a really pretty glow. So that's something simple that we'll be able to add on mm-hmm. to what we're doing. And then we discussed some of the vitamin infusion.
Yeah.
We've never really had the space for that or the manpower to be able to
handle
that. But now having you and Jennifer there, then we could probably start doing some like mini bags an add-on service to their current treatment that they're already having. And that way they can kind of be able to do two treatments at once, which would be really nice for them to be able to save that time.
Well, no, and for sure. And I think everyone in the United States, at least, everyone's kind of deficient in different vitamins, especially vitamin D being one of the main ones that's so responsible. And vitamin B12 for fatigue, tiredness. There's just so many different options that those things could benefit that, you know, it'd be kind of an easy thing to kind of add onto whatever they're having done and not take up, you know, more of the client's time either.
Right. Do you know anything about the NAD bags? It's a vitamin infusion, but it's the NAD.
I have a nurse anesthetist who I follow on Instagram who was saying that she goes and gets them done, and it's like a powerful compound that can help with brain function, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I watched a couple different things on that, and it's very interesting.
Yeah.
On, I guess you would say, medical level, just because it can get pretty in depth with some of the scientific talk.
Mm-hmm.
So it's cool. That's what another thing I like when we go on trips is it's awesome to do the aesthetic side, but it's cool to see them break it down on the cellular level for me and like understanding the pathophysiological aspect of what it does.
Yeah.
Just like with some of the skincare, you know, when we go to Skin Medica stuff, like they're like, well, you know, this does this and it helps in this pathway. And it's been cool to integrate like my schooling into that.
To see the relevance behind like how much everything that you did, even if you didn't stick with traditional bedside nursing in the long run, you can see that everything that you did wasn't a waste.
No,
I mean, it's for a purpose, and it definitely serves you even in this industry.
Good foundation.
Yeah. Like Jennifer says it all the time that, you know, she worked at Brookwood in oncology for, 25 years?
Yeah, a long time.
But she doesn't feel like her nursing background was a waste at all in what she's doing now, because she has a deeper understanding of the science behind everything that we're doing, and she appreciates it that much more because of her medical background.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think you have to do a lot. So in nursing, I'm not sure about other degrees, you have to do obviously like a foundation of certain classes.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you know, your basics, but then you do a lot of science and anatomy, physiology, micro. So it does give you a really good foundation for some of the stuff, especially, like I said, the skincare brands that, you know, integrate with that. It's been really neat to see it kind of mesh.
Mm-hmm.
But I would be interested in learning more in depth about the NAD. Like I said, I have a kind of surface level understanding of it, but it is definitely interesting as we come into a society that's having a lot of issues with memory and like dementias and stuff like that, to see kind of how that might affect or improve our overall mental health as well.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like the medical community is just come such a long way. Every year they're creating some new treatment, new breakthroughs in technology and things. And even with like medical devices, I feel like they've just come so far over the last decade or so. And I can't even imagine like in 10 years what's going to be available to us.
No, I mean, it's insane just to see over the last, like working at UAB and, you know, some of the ICUs and in oncology, I mean, some of the cancer treatments and some of the burn like remedies that they have now to help with scarring. And it's pretty wild. Just like I said, in my 10 years in medical healthcare, I mean, it's been crazy to see what they've developed. So I can only imagine, you know, and like you said, 20 years or so, what they have.
Yeah. So we have a couple of things coming up. Over the next several months, we've got Scale in Nashville coming up, and that will be in May, as well as the Color Science seminar, all in 1 week. So I asked Heather, I texted her the other day, she's the vice president of Color Science, and I was like, so y'all's conference is on Tuesday and the Scale's on Wednesday. Did you guys do that on purpose? Like, are you all planning to go to Scale? And she was like, yes, we did.
Yeah, it was very convenient, though.
So, I mean, yeah, it worked out great for us because I just booked our hotel for just straight through because we're going to be at Scala the next day, which the hotel was completely booked up as well as several others.
Naturally.
Naturally. So we are going to be staying down the block and having to walk, but that's fine. We'll get our steps in.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Where there's a will, there's
a way. But I love Scala because it's such a great opportunity for growth and learning and education. And then all of our friends in the industry are going to be there. So it's kind of like a fun little reunion.
When I feel like Scala's a good balance of not just aesthetics, but it's almost like a conference that brings both together, like the medical aspect of it with the aesthetics. So which is kind of, you know, perfect for, you know, what we're aiming for and going for.
Yeah, last year my mom and I were only able to kind of like slide in on the last day, and we had a couple of medical devices that we were interested in, Scarlet being one of them, and then we brought on the exosomes from that show, as well as our PRP. We switched over to a new PRP, which Eric is going to come on one of our podcasts and go a little bit more in depth about the PRP that we offer and what sets it apart from some of the other
brands
on the market. But Scala's really great because it gives you an opportunity to kind of see
what's out there,
what's coming up, what you haven't had the chance to see. And of course, a lot of times the reps will reach out to us directly and just come show us whatever we're interested in.
Yeah.
But this just kind of gives us an opportunity to see everything
with
all
education.
In one place,
as
well as all of the different speakers that you have the opportunity to go and listen to all in one place. And it's like over the course of 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, spread out. I also like things like Scala because coming from, again, the medical side is we have to do a lot of what we call evidence-based practice.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just doing something and saying it, we're doing it because we're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the saying, the proof's in the pudding, it's kind of like that's the aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of evidence-based practice means, you know, different people have done these whatever trials for whatever you're, you know, doing. So they'll do, you know, say, okay, this treatment works in this type of cancer, and they do all these trials to prove what it is. And so go into things like Scala. I think a lot of them offer evidence-based practice, you know, clinical trials that they've done in order to help us make decisions on, do we want to do this or bring this onto our practice? Because to me, if there's not a lot of success out there, obviously that's not, you know, we don't want to buy into that.
Right. So well, there's so many different manufacturers of skincare lines and medical device companies that say that their devices do this or do that or whatever. But unless they've gone and they've done those FDA studies and they've done all these clinical trials and they can prove that their technology is working and that their product is efficacious, like what sets them apart?
Right. Because not even that, but your mom's done a great job at, you know, making sure that if we, you know, we always only bring things to Smart Skin that are going to give results. We're not going to just bring anything and, you know, just do whatever. I mean, she always makes sure that she really focuses on things that are going to make sure our clients are getting the results they want.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, you know, it's awesome to see all of this kind of integrated together.
Yeah. Well, I know one trip that you missed out on was this past week. Mary Margaret and I got to go back to Kansas
City. She asked me like 3 days before we went, for the record. And again,
you
I do work
drop
three
everything.
Jobs and I have a 7-year-old.
When I say that Adam and Sam want us to come to Kansas City and listen to their business seminar,
Adam, I miss you. However,
then you just drop everything and you go. Like, I saw it and literally had tickets for our plane and our hotel booked like within 30 minutes.
She has grown children that help with littler children.
Littler children.
I just have Aubrey. I just have Aubrey. And unfortunately, I can't be like, pack your bag, sister, we're leaving. Well, unless you want a homeschooler.
One day. You never know. But anyways, so we had a fantastic time on our trip. Mary Margaret and I will talk a little bit more about it when she comes on. But Adam and Sam Lifted Logic hosted the seminar, and then Sam Patel is one of the owners of
a spa, right?
And so he was also a speaker. Then they also had this guy Grant, who's a speaker, and he does like psychological marketing with companies like Lexus and some other Fortune 500 companies, and just kind of like really broke down the psychological aspect of why people do what they do.
Yeah.
And like what drives their decision making and like what information do people really want.
Yeah.
And so that was really fun to be able to do that. And then just kind of learn, take a little deeper dive into our business and what's important and what we need to focus on and just making sure that we're really taking time to look at the details of everything, down to just the functionality and the efficiency of the way that we do things, whether it's like the smell and the feel when you first walk in the door, to what does it feel like as a patient to check in or to check out, and just all those little details that maybe sometimes people don't really think about that really make a big difference.
Yeah, it all adds up as the total experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so, and then they just talked about like some blogging and marketing and stuff like that too, but it was really fun because it was 20 of their
companies
of their accounts that they work with, whether it's Sam's accounts that he does like business consulting for, or if they're website customers of Lifted Logic.
Well, the coolest thing is they're not all med spa based. Like, it's random different companies, correct?
Well, no, this one specifically was for medical spas. Yeah, I mean, there's like plastic surgeons, mm-hmm. and there's some med spas, and but you know, Alabama is pretty unique in that we don't have mid-level injectors. So basically, the rules for us are completely different than everybody
most,
else.
Yeah.
So it's really kind of hard to talk to med spas in Alabama.
Customize
because
it, yeah.
our reporting and everything that we, like all of our information is going to be
different.
On a completely different trajectory
yeah.
than other states. So it's just a little bit more complex for, and there were some other med spas there from Alabama, which was really fun. We mm-hmm. met a practice from Fairhope, and he was mm-hmm. super nice, and we connected with him, and hopefully we'll be able to help him kind of get going. He has a, his business partner is a urologist.
Oh,
so he's not really in the med spa space so much. He's more in like the health space.
Yeah.
But it was really a lot of fun. And I think that having that kind of more intimate setting was really beneficial.
No, it is.
And a little bit easier to kind of like navigate and ask questions that you need to ask.
Well, yeah, the bigger events, like you said, though, I mean, it's bigger events. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's harder to get a one-on-one.
Right.
You know, it's kind of such a tailored schedule. And
yeah.
I could definitely see that being just more, like you said, easier to navigate
mm-hmm.
and tailor to what you want it to.
Like, you're literally in the second row, like raising your hand.
Yeah, I saw
for
a picture.
The question. Yeah.
I saw your little back of your head on the
Are
picture.
Are you jealous? You're like, oh.
I had a little bit of FOMO.
The girl behind me had hair like yours, though. I was like, that could have been Emily.
So you just closed your eyes and pretend?
I did. I was like, this could have been her, but it wasn't. She's playing games. Working.
Probably
somewhere else.
Probably at AFC.
Yeah.
Suturing or doing something crazy.
Yeah. So I think they're going to do another one in June. I don't know if it's going to be the same content, if they're going to have new. I sent Mercedes like a whole list of questions. I was like, this might not be what you're looking for, but.
While you're here.
While I've got you. Here's about 20 topics that you could spread out over the course of your next couple of conferences.
And please invite us, because these are our questions we'd like to answer.
No, they told us we could come back.
Of course. I mean, I love that company. I mean,
yeah.
we've always had really great relationship with them since meeting Adam for the first time, and I'm glad that Mercedes joined them too, because she's a great asset.
Yeah. So, you know, remember the hype guy from BTL, the last conference?
Yeah.
The one with the mustache?
Yes.
He,
Texas, right?
Yes. He turned in his notice the day we were there at BTL. And
he works for Lifted Logic now?
Yeah.
He's
took
awesome.
A job with Lifted
he
Logic.
Was, wasn't his wife pregnant or something? Like, he was like super fun.
Yeah. He was really fun.
Yeah.
He's so nice. He was really
He had a
little chicken shirt on.
Yeah. That's what, it was like a tropical, I don't know, something, it was bizarre, but like you noticed him.
Yeah. No,
yeah.
he was great. And then I had a conference call with our software development team in Lifted Logic
mm-hmm.
last week. And it was so funny because I felt like I didn't even know what I was doing there. I was just like the matchmaker, I guess. And they were just like completely geeking out.
You're like the person in the background of a song. Like, yo.
I was like, yeah, I was like, okay, so glad y'all were able to get together. Like, let me know if you need anything from me.
Goodbye.
Yeah, so that was really fun, though, because I think that they both bring so many unique things to the table. And Adam told Myron at one point, he was like, yeah, Lacey told me that she was building a software development company. And I looked at her and I was like, okay. He goes, but now that I see you guys and I talk to you and I hear what you have to say, like, I truly am impressed that y'all actually know what you're talking about. So that made me like take a big sigh of relief because
yeah.
obviously, you know, we respect Adam and his experience in the mm-hmm. industry. So for him to give a blessing,
it's a good compliment.
Was really nice. Yeah. So hopefully they'll be able to help each other out and just make something really, truly unique, because with Adam and Sam trying to do some more business consulting, it will be a really great product that they can recommend to other med spas, because that's one of the things that in this industry,
it's hard.
It's so hard because mm-hmm. there's just really not a great EMR program.
Well, not to have everything that you need in one.
Right. And yeah. it's so hard to navigate through that because like we've been working on this for over a year and it's still not done yet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely time consuming. It's challenging.
But it'll be worth it.
It's completely going to be worth it
yeah.
in the end. We're all like just literally on the edge of our seats waiting for this to be completed. But I think that between both of those two companies together in any way that they can help each other is going to be huge for every med spa owner that utilizes this program, because it's just going to be so fantastic to be able to have everything under one platform, to be able to do your text message reminders and have all of your income under one place, so you know exactly where you stand
financially.
You're
not having to sacrifice something. Like, you know, it's like you're usually having to say, well, okay, we'll do without this.
We love this, but we're going to have to use this plugin, or we're going to have to log in over here.
So you're not able to optimize what you can do.
Right. It's just going to make the user experience for our clients so much better, too, because, like, right now, our business model is so unique in that even though we have a membership program, we allow our clients to keep their rollover credit.
Yeah, they don't lose it.
And they get to use their rollover credit towards deluxe services. So it's just very unique in the way
that we do
things.
Packages, we do the specials.
Right. Yeah. And so with this new program, it's just going to be able to keep up with that so much better because it's not going to be added up manually. It's going to be done through the software. And then, like, the text message reminders will say which staff member they're talking to. The text message reminders will say, this is what you're scheduled for. And then there will just be a lot better communication between the spa and the customers. And so I just think that that's going to be really good for everybody involved. You know, we've got our Mother's Day specials that we've just launched. Like, yesterday was the first day that we launched it, and it will run all the way through to Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. So we've got lots of different Mother's Day specials available that are on our social media. We'll also have a new place on our website once that's launched, too, that will make it easier to find
specials and stuff.
The specials and purchase things online and stuff like that, and it'll go directly onto your account, so you don't have to, like, we're not gonna have to start searching through Square to try to find it. It'll all be in one place, which is another thing that will be so nice.
That is nice.
So you've got the specials right there in your hand.
I do.
Tell me, like, one or two that just jump off the page at you.
Let's see. Well, the one that I would be interested in would be the sculpted jawline. So if you purchase any two syringes of filler plus Ultherapy, submental, of course, then you get 20 units of muscle relaxer for free.
So the 20 units of muscle relaxer would be like your Botox or your Xeomin or your Dysport, which is going to last typically for most people around 3 or 4 months. Mm-hmm. And then it's just going to soften those wrinkles on your forehead and around your eyes and in between your brows. So that way you're not going to form those wrinkles, and it's just going to soften it over time as well, too.
Well, and speaking of the jawline, you know, another way that we can integrate medicine into this is, you know, a lot of people are getting Botox and their, you know,
their
jaw
masseters.
Exactly. Yeah. Because of things like TMJ. Mm-hmm. So if you're someone that struggles, I mean, for me, I'm trying to sculpt my jawline. I have a very rounded face. Mm-hmm. So this would be something that I would be interested in just to kind of help give me a more, you know, sculptured jawline.
Yeah.
But another thing that stands out to me is the Supermom. So this, for the Supermom, you get two Scarlets, which Scarlet's one of our newer devices that everyone has just been crazy about.
I'm pretty sure we bring up Scarlet in at least every single episode at some point or another.
Hint, hint. So it must be a staple piece here at Smart Skin. You get one Laser Genesis, which is good for
collagen.
Yeah, everything. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then also you can add the exosomes to those, which exosomes kind of speed up your results, also help with healing afterwards, in the sense of, you know, you're not going to be as red afterwards from those.
Right.
So that those both stand out at me. And then also, you know, if you're someone that just likes to do hydrofacials and, you know, moisturizing treatments, there's a pick three. So you can pick between a hydrofacial, RFT, Dermawave, or reaction eyes and mouth for $250. So three of those different treatments for $250. When normally what our hydrofacial is what, $155 by itself for member pricing, I think.
That's so the hydrofacial for non-members is $155.
Okay. Still a great deal.
Yeah. And then we also have our new device that we just got our clinical training on yesterday, and DeWitt is going to be on the podcast next week to go into more depth on those devices. But the Nubitite is a non-invasive skin, like CO2 laser, but it's non-ablative, and so it's safe to use as an esthetician provider or an RN or or whatever. And so we can do two different treatment modalities. One has got no downtime, so you do six treatments once a week, no downtime. About your second or third treatment, you'll start noticing that new collagenesis. It's going to stimulate collagens 1 and 3 as well as elastin. And then there's a stamping technique that's got a little bit of downtime, not a ton, but you will numb for that one. The first protocol you don't have to numb for, the second one you do. And then you only need to do 3 of those, but you will notice a difference after your even your first one with that one. And it also stimulates that collagen 1 and 2 as well as elastin. And then you can add exosomes to that as well if you would like to. And then the hair treatment protocol that's on there is not going to grow new hair, but it's going to thicken the hair follicle, okay, which is really neat. And I've already told my brother that after we finish this podcast episode, I'm going to laser his head. So,
but I feel like DJ Khaled, like with all the devices we get, I want to be like another one, because I mean, every week I feel like it's another new device that we're bringing on.
Yeah, I was telling the girls last week, I was like, if I could invent a med spa building build out from like scratch, if I was just going to build it, I would have like a whole upstairs would be like
storage
where you would store the medical devices, and we would have a medical device like elevator,
mm-hmm.
and we would just push the button for the device that we need, and it would put it on the elevator and bring it
down. Convenient. Yeah.
And then we'd have like maybe staff members upstairs that like restock the equipment and make sure that it's all cleaned out and ready to go. And like, that would be so nice. That would be my dream.
One day. Well, that's the future of Smart Skin.
That is.
You'll see this one day.
The future build out of Smart Skin will be have the medical elevator.
I just want to ride the medical elevator.
You want to ride up and down?
Yeah.
Go check out the halls of the equipment.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We can't find someone and we're like, where are they? They're upstairs like napping.
Doing treatments on themselves.
Yeah.
That's lunchtime around here.
True.
At lunchtime, you'll find anybody at any given time.
That or before work.
Room. Yes.
Like the MCELA?
Never after work so much, because they're just like ready to go home.
Yeah.
But before hours or like during lunch, mm-hmm. they're always doing treatments on themselves, which I love. I think that that's so
free
amazing. It's so funny to me. Speaking of conferences, a lot of the conferences that we go to, one of the biggest pieces of advice is let your staff do treatments. Let mm-hmm. your staff do treatments. And we're like, we've been letting our staff do treatments. We want them to do it. We want them to be excited about it. We want them to have a full understanding of like what to expect and what does it feel like. We don't want them to be like, well, I don't know.
Yeah, it is easier to tell a client about it, though, if you have had it, because you can kind of describe it, and the way people describe things differently.
Yeah.
I might describe something as feeling like a popping rubber band, where you might say it feels like a bee, it's just different perspective.
Yeah. So, I mean, even if it's not something that they would continue all the time for their specific personal needs, but we'd like for them to at least know what it feels like.
Yeah, like a good idea.
Yeah. So I think that's, really good that we have the ability to be able to do that, because a lot of places, especially when they're first starting up, don't have the means to be able to do that.
Yeah. Or the time.
Right.
Yeah.
We are very fortunate that the majority of our devices, we have amazing partners that work with us, and mm-hmm. they also want our staff to be treated. And a lot mm-hmm. of times they'll send us, disposables
tips and stuff,
for them to be able to do that. So we're so appreciative of our partners. We've got a lot of, that's just one of the things that we are really adamant about in this space, is making sure that we work with companies that are great partners, because at the end of the day, like, yes, of course we want amazing technology and we have amazing technology, but it also plays in with who you're working with. Like, are they truly going to be your teammate? Are they going to help you grow? Are they going to give you the support that you need to help educate your team members and stuff too?
Well, at the end of the day, everything comes down to people, and you have to have good people surrounding you, and mm-hmm. that's not just in a personal life, but business too.
Yeah, you gotta do the right thing by your accounts, because it'll follow you along the way if you don't.
No doubt.
It's because it's such a small industry, and so if you don't follow through and have good integrity at one company, when you go to the next, you can't expect them to just be like, oh, that was just that company, it wasn't you, okay.
Well, and like you were saying, though, all the relationships that we've built, and, we've had plenty of times we've gone to these conferences and someone will be maybe inquiring about something and we'll have met an account that had a really bad experience. And, it's easy to say, hey, I didn't have a good experience with, XYZ, so I wouldn't do it.
There are companies to this day that we will not do business with because they didn't hold themselves to the level that we felt that they should have.
Yeah.
They didn't do what they said they were going to do.
Well, it speaks volumes.
It does.
Goes down to just basic values and doing what's right.
Yeah. So we've got scale, we've got color science. There's aesthetic next coming up in September.
Mm-hmm. And then after that, I think we're going to do another BTL, right? You said maybe in November?
They have one in June and then that we're not going to be able to go to. We're going to an A&P summit for that. So that's our partners that have the Scarlet, the Exosomes, mm-hmm. And all of that. And then we're going to learn a little bit more about the Agnes when we're there this mm-hmm. year, because we've never really looked into that one before, because you have to do injectable lidocaine for numbing on that. But now that you'll be with us more frequently, that was one that we were interested in potentially bringing on, that you could be the provider for, even though it's class two and our estheticians could mm-hmm. run it. I feel like it would be something that would be better suited for you to run,
yeah.
And be able to follow up with it. And then we are going to also, with that, be able to attend the Clear Skin Institute, which mm-hmm. is an advanced education seminar that AMP sends their accounts to. And so that will be like me, you, Mary Margaret, maybe Jennifer or somebody yeah. like that, so that we can go and get like even more in-depth training with the Scarlet and probably the Agnes at that point too.
Yeah, and it kind of goes back down to the evidence-based practice of mm-hmm. you know, doing all of these different trainings and stuff, just to make sure that we're adequately ready, you know, yeah. to treat our clients and make sure that we have it all down pat.
Yeah, we just make sure that everything that we do, we're well equipped for. We don't do anything that we don't know how to treat it in the event of an adverse reaction to it. And just making sure that we are so overly educated and prepared for everything that we do, and making sure that even if it says that's a class two and our estheticians can run it, if we don't feel confident or comfortable with our estheticians running it, we're not going to have them do that. We're going to leave it up to somebody with a little bit higher up medical background that have a little bit more knowledge on how to treat those adverse events if need be.
When they happen, I mean, you know, you can do everything you're supposed to do, and sometimes everyone's bodies respond differently. So
absolutely.
Like you said, it's just us having the resources to be able to handle
to
that
manage
and,
it. Yep.
You know, to make those clients feel more comfortable and, mm-hmm. you know, just understand it's fine. We're going to take care of you. Everything, you know, we have seen this plenty of times before.
Yeah.
All is well in the world.
I know one thing that a lot of our clients have told us that they're appreciating, and we're even starting to do this on the aesthetic side too, is follow-ups after injectable
mm-hmm.
appointments. So, like, if they get a dermal filler, making sure that we're calling them the next day to follow up and just mm-hmm. addressing any concerns or questions that they have. And then we're starting to do that with, like, skin pins, garlic, deeper chemical pills,
the
things
invasive,
like that. Just
yeah.
not that anything's wrong, but yeah. just to make sure that if they have any questions mm-hmm. or concerns, or maybe they were a little itchy and they weren't sure if that was normal or whatever it is, that way we can make sure that they know that we're checking in on them mm-hmm. and we want to make sure that we're aware of anything in case there were any
adverse events.
Further instructions, even mm-hmm. though we do send home post-procedure instructions, sometimes we forget to read them.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes we hear it and we forget, and it's good to hear it again.
Yeah.
So communication is really something that we are strongly working on. Another thing, too, is, you know, obviously we've just gotten extremely busy with our schedule. So one thing that we're really asking for our clients is to confirm their appointments. And so the front desk has been trying to let everybody know that when they schedule their appointment, to please confirm your appointment. And then, you know, we'll remind you over and over and over again, and we'll call you and we'll text you and we'll, you know, come by your house and knock and say, hey, girl, you coming to your appointment? But at some point in the next couple of weeks, we will start having to introduce a 24-hour cancellation if they don't confirm their appointment. Their appointment would then be canceled, because we do have a waiting list that we do utilize.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have a membership program. So we want to make sure that we're able to accommodate everybody with that.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you have an appointment and you get that text message reminder to confirm your appointment, or you get that phone call to confirm your appointment, please take the time to hit that little C or to call back and say, yes, I'm coming, I'll be there for the appointment. We just want to make sure that we're utilizing the time that we have here as best as possible. And we know that things come up. We know that you can't always make it or whatever, and we totally understand that. But if you could try your best to make sure that you confirm those appointments and that you're able to come and do those appointments when you're scheduled, that will just make it easier for everybody in the long run.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, as someone with three jobs, and, you know, again, I have a daughter, so I mean,
yeah.
I am very appreciative when I get text message reminders because I forget very easily.
Yeah.
So I think that's an awesome service to add. Just,
I had a client call me yesterday. She was so sweet. And she was like, that was on the waiting list and they were able to get me in. But I just want to let you know that my job is just very up in the air. Like, I don't always know what my schedule is going to be. And so sometimes I have to change it. And she said, I just need to be able to get in when I need to be able to get in. I was like, I totally understand. Like, I get it. Mm-hmm. I said, my mom's not very busy, but she sometimes likes to get in when she wants to get in. And so she should be able to get in places when she wants to. And I was like, so we totally understand that and we want to accommodate it. I said,
we do our best. We really
We have 12 estheticians. We've just hired two more. One's already started her training, and then once she's signed off, she'll be available. We've got another one that starts next week. And so we always try to run our schedule with one or two extra estheticians, so that way, number one, we can stay on time, and number two, we have somebody that needs to get in or we need to accommodate somebody, we're able to do that.
Yeah.
And that's why we do our scheduling that way. But we are definitely aware of the scheduling. We're doing everything that we can to address the concerns and help to make sure that we're able to accommodate everybody's needs.
Most definitely. I agree.
So, well, I think that's probably everything we've got for now.
We've covered a lot.
We've covered a lot.
A lot coming up, a lot of growth and opportunity.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, at the end of the day, I think SmartSkin always does what's best for the clients. And I think that we're moving in a direction of being able to add more things to, you know, help with the client's concerns for their skin. And not even that, but integrating medicine into the aesthetics. And, I mean, there's just so many opportunities. So I'm excited to kind of see where everything goes.
I think that from the heart of my mom and myself and our entire team, everything that we do, every decision that we make is based on how we would want to be treated and how we would want to have things done if it were the other way around.
Well, the golden rule, you know, treat others. Yeah, I agree.
Yep.
Well, I think y'all do a great job, and I think that a lot of the clients recognize that. So I'm excited to see, you know, over the next few months as I hopefully try to transition into full time and kind of backing away from the hecticness of ICU land is what I call it, and ER and everything else that...
Come see my beautiful face every day.
Yes.
And then you can work out with me.
Exactly. Well, I always tell the girls, like, you know, my bad days at my other job are way different from, like, bad days in this setting. And I'm always like, y'all, if you think this is bad, like, just please come follow me. Like, that scared straight show that they have, like, for the jail. Like, I feel like I just want to bring people to, like, the hospital so you can see how much worse it could be. So I think we're very blessed to work in the setting that we work in and, you know, being able to make people feel good about themselves.
Yeah. I think that for the most part, our whole team are very
appreciative
and love what they do here. And it, obviously it shows because when you walk through the door, you can sense that.
Yeah, I know for sure.
That's one of the main things that we hear from our clients is that they just feel the energy and the electricity that they feel once they go through the doors and they smell that sweet orange oil and those fresh peppermints and
the spa music.
The spa music. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, we'll have you back on again whenever we have an update on all the new things that we're going to be incorporating in on the medical side of things.
With Dr. Adams, I'm excited.
Yes. But until then, thank you so much for joining us on today's episode of SmartCast. And next week, we're going to have DeWitt coming on to the podcast to talk to us a little bit more about our NubiFirm, as well as our different treatment modalities that are going to be available with that new device. Thanks so much, and we'll see you next week.